Australia is the world's largest exporter of coal, and during the boom over the past decade, black coal exports rose by more than 50%. Even though prices have slumped, there are still plans to more than double Australia's coal exports by 2020. But what if global demand, especially in China, doesn't reach current ambitious projections? Will the wave of proposed investment in new Australian coal projects create a series of what's called stranded assets? Ben Caldicott is director of Oxford University's Stranded Assets Program. Ben, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Thanks for having me.
Ben, first, briefly, what is a stranded asset? What causes them to be stranded, these assets?
So a stranded asset is an asset that suffered from a premature or unanticipated loss, devaluation. This happens quite regularly in market economies. It can be caused by a range of factors. Our program is looking at how environmental factors could strand assets in different sectors of the economy.
And on that, you say there's been a massive mispricing of environmental risk in the financial system. Well, tell us more what you mean by that.
So investors, financial institutions don't properly understand climate change, other environmental challenges, developments in new low-carbon technologies, a whole range of things related to those concerns, and as a result aren't factoring in those risks in their investment decisions, and that's resulted in this mispricing that you refer to.
And how significant would this mispricing be within the Australian financial system, in your view?
Well, potentially very significant, given the exposure of the Australian economy and also the Australian financial system to fossil fuels, particularly coal.
Australia shows no sign of slowing down in its investment in fossil fuels. In fact, according to one report last year, more than 90 new coal projects are on the books for Australia, all aiming to be up and running by 2020. In your view, is that risky and why? Why do you say that's a risk? Is coal at risk of being a stranded asset?
It's risky because I think if those projects do happen, the price of coal is likely to be lower than the assumptions being used by those companies making those investment decisions. Our report, our research, looked at how China's demand for coal is changing. As you said, China is the largest source of demand for coal. If that demand softens, which seems likely, even if you don't consider some of the environmental factors we look at, then that would have a significant impact on these coal mines. And the other thing to say is that if they do go ahead, there's such a huge amount of additional coal will enter the market that it will depress the price further, which would impact the existing mines in operation in Australia.
Okay, so that's a sense of if the market is suddenly flooded with coal, the price will come down, it will become a cheaper commodity. But tell me about your report into China, and specifically, what are the factors you see that make you conclude that coal is in danger of being a stranded asset?
Sure, so we looked at things like carbon pricing in China, things like water constraints, local air pollution, protests against environmental pollution, improving energy efficiency, those sorts of things, shale gas, and looked at how each of those things could depress demand for coal in China relative to what the market is currently thinking. And our findings show that each of those things could quite significantly reduce demand for coal relative to these assumptions. And the coal market's already in a very tough position. So if you add these additional factors in, that could put a lot of assets in Australia, but also elsewhere, at risk from being uneconomic and could result in them being stranded in the future.
Now, as you say, China could reduce its demand for coal, but no sign yet that it is. We've heard for years that coal's on its way out, yet its usage continues to grow, particularly in Asia. And BHP Billiton's chief executive, Andrew McKenzie, said recently he expects 70% of the world's energy will still be supplied by fossil fuels by 2030, led by China and India, because it's such a cheap source of energy for countries trying to lift their population.
So
what's your view on that?
So I think coal demand in China and elsewhere has shown to be softening. That's why the thermal coal price is relatively low. Half of coal mines in Australia would be uneconomic if the price of coal was below $96 a tonne. It's currently at $82 a tonne.
It's currently at 82 and it's uneconomic below 96.
For half the coal mines in Australia, according to recent research. And you know, it's a question of what are your growth assumptions when you're deciding to invest in a coal plant or a coal mine, rather. And I think these different factors that we looked at in our report show that demand is going to be growing less quickly than people think, and also that there's a good chance that coal demand might peak by 2020, and that would have a significant impact on the price and the economics of these projects.
If you're right, Ben, why are these companies that are investing billions of dollars in developing these coal deposits and exporting coal. Why are they investing so much? Why are they so wrong or so out of touch? What's the disconnect here?
That's a great question. I think there does seem to be a disconnect. We looked at what the companies themselves were saying. We looked at analyst reports of what was going on in the sector, and there is this disconnect between these factors and what companies are doing. And that's partly a result of these factors being relatively new, relatively recent. They're quite complex, they're interconnected, and so companies haven't had the capacity to understand these risks. Some might do, but it seems that quite a few don't and haven't been thinking about these factors.
What response are you getting? I know you're here to talk with major institutional investors, big super funds. What response are you getting from them when you say this? Many of them have major investments in coal.
Well, I've just arrived. From talking to some already, the feedback has been, this is interesting. We need to perhaps think more on the investor side. In particular, I think internationally, people are waking up to the fact that coal is not a good bet, and lots of money has gone out of coal assets over the last year or so.
Okay, Ben Caldicott, thank you very much for joining us. Ben Caldicott is Program Director and Research Fellow at the University of Oxford Smith School of Enterprise and the Environment, where he directs the Stranded Assets Program. That's what he's just been speaking about. And along with John Hewson, he's speaking tomorrow at a forum at the ANU in Canberra called Stranded Assets: Is Coal Investment in Australia Compatible with Global Demand Trends? It's a multi-billion dollar question.